The Rio Olympics are coming to a close in a couple of days, but for some people, memories remain strong of the Games 40 years ago. In 1976, the Summer Olympics were held in Montreal, Quebec, about an hour's drive from Plattsburgh, New York. The northern New York City was the final training site for many U.S. athletes before they crossed the border to compete. Tom Lacey, who participated in a training game against the women's basketball team, remembers.
In behalf of the United States Olympic Committee, I wish to express a deep appreciation to the city of Plattsburgh, the mayor, the president of the university, and the many people who have helped us with organizing the facilities to make this the assembly center for the United States athletes, coaches, managers, and other personnel who are going to Montreal to represent our great country in the 21st Olympiad. Never before have we been shown such gracious hospitality.
Philip Crum, president of the U.S. Olympic Committee, brought the 1976 summer athletes to the city of Plattsburgh and the SUNY College for their final training before crossing the border to compete in the Montreal Olympics. It was a time when residents intermingled easily.
We were just floating around the campus trying to get autographs, doing anything we could do. That entire summer was so much fun when they were here training.
Tom Lacey currently referees college and high school basketball and soccer games. He was a high school junior, and at the time he was called to be a part of a local all-star team that was playing the women's Olympic basketball team, which went on to win silver.
We just thought it was a scrimmage. We didn't really have a clue what was going to go on. And we walk into Memorial Hall, and standing room only in there. And we got booed when we came in, and you know, they got cheered by everyone.
So you didn't get any practice games with them beforehand. This was just walk on the court and play them?
We thought it was just a little scrimmage, like a little pickup game. We didn't know it was a real game with referees and scoreboard and everything. We had no clue. We just were going to play basketball, which we all loved to do. We were no slouches, even though we were only in high school.
What's the reaction of all your fellow teammates and you when you walk in and you look around and you see what's going on?
We all looked at one another and said, this is really happening. We were excited, though. None of us had played, except for maybe Hal Cohen, in front of a crowd like that. The crowd was gigantic. So when we see them in their USA uniforms, it was a real game. Game on. We had a little huddle and we said, we're not losing. We're definitely not losing this game.
So what was the game like?
Well, we took a big lead in the beginning. We thought we were going to really open it up. And then all of a sudden, they started coming back, and they actually went ahead for a little while. They wanted a tough game to prepare, and we gave it to them. We won by 5, and I lined up with Ann Myers, who played at UCLA. I was pretty excited playing against her, too, and Nancy Lieberman, Lucy Harris, and, of course, Pat Summit. Her name back then was Pat Head. She blocked one of my shots, gave me that look like, don't come this way anymore.
Looking back, what do you make of the fact that you got to play with Pat Summit?
It's pretty big. It's something that all of us will never forget, especially when she started making her mark at Tennessee. We'd watch her games and say, yeah, we played against her. I think she'd remember me after blocking my shot like that. She'll go down as one of the greatest coaches in the history of basketball.
How strong was the Olympic excitement in town that year as the athletes were around and were training here in Plattsburgh?
There was a big buzz all over the place. Everyone wanted to meet someone and have an experience or hang out with him or her. I remember Houston McTeer, a sprinter. He was all over town. Bruce Jenner was a real nice person. Sugar Ray Leonard, he spoke to us. And the entire U.S. Olympic men's basketball team, we got to meet all of them. Mitch Kupchak actually gave a little speech to our team before our game with the women's team and said, Do not lose this game. Another excitement was the President Ford coming. And I remember looking up in the air and seeing Air Force One flying right into Plattsburgh Air Force Base.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We believe in you. We believe in our country. And we want you to win. And you're going to win.
Audio of President Ford is courtesy of the Plattsburgh State Archives. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.